Big O back at the studio. Let's get to an NFL Blitz. Oh, if you would, let me hear Jerry Jones. Since we're starting and talking about the Cowboys today, we're turning the page. We beat the Bucks. That's over. We'll see you guys next year. Now we've got to continue to win in the NFC because if it comes down to tiebreakers, it's like opponents, and all of that stuff starts to play out. You want to handle your business in the NFC. Here is Jerry Jones talking about how they've had a rough start, but they want to have a great finish.
But I have a lot of faith in these players, and I have a lot of faith in this coaching staff. We'll have some players coming back that have played critical roles for us. We ought to get better. 17-game season. Let's get this thing turned around and have a storybook ending to a rough start.
Now, if they get Parsons back, we do have to know where he is. He is a disruptor. There's no doubt. But coming off the injury, how effective is he going to be? Is he going to have that explosive get off, the quick twitch, all the stuff we talk about? That I don't know, but Jerry says they've got some guys coming back. We may have to wait till Friday to see exactly what that's going to look like. Meanwhile, injuries around the league, C.J. Stroud talking about Diggs. If you missed it, Stephon Diggs, guys, tears the ACL. He's done for the season. And he was playing for a contract. I mean, he wanted to be a guy for the Texans to get 1,000 yards, Mike, turn right back around and say, hey, look what a good citizen I've been and look how productive I am. Why don't you guys pay me? He's going to have to wait on that. And C.J. Stroud was asked about Diggs.
It's not easy. It's not something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts, and I just really feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Right, I mean,
it's tough.
What are you going to do, right?
Well, and just the fact that he was in a new place, Buffalo was behind him, and things were going really well.
And part of this, now, some guys would say karma. Look, it's an injury. Yeah. You know what I mean? Regardless, yeah. he get it. It wore out his welcome in Buffalo. It came to there's a point of toxicity, and the way it worked out, it was like Texans were like we want you, we trust you. No, we're going to get you for 1 year, right? It's like kicking the tires, and maybe we find a way to keep you here, or maybe we get the most out of you in a contract year.
No doubt.
But now that doesn't, you know, didn't even get a chance to do that.
Shane Steichen, guys, said. Joe Flacco, it gives them the best chance to win. Mike, I want you to hear this because this is Anthony Richardson. And he compares, I think, himself to Mike Vick. When asked about does he look at the numbers, he's been pathetic this season, by the way. And it's just what it is. Right. Anthony Richardson is not balled out at all. But he was asked about do you look at the numbers and understand why this kind of thing happens. This was his response.
You know, I could play football. You know, I've been doing it my whole life. You know, I don't necessarily look at numbers. They said Vic didn't have a great, you know, completion percentage his first couple of years, you know, and he's probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. So I don't necessarily look at numbers. You know, I just look at each play, you know, for itself because, you know, I don't have the ability to control every single thing that happened every play. You know, I can only control what I can control, and I'm just trying to do my part out there. So if my numbers are low, then they're just low. I just got to pick them up, and I just got to play better.
Yeah, Mike Vick's completion percentage was sub 60% until he got to Philadelphia. He was at 54, 50, 56, 55, 52 here in Atlanta. That was under Dan Reeves and Jim Moore.
Yeah, and by the way, that's not great numbers.
No. Look, Mike Vick was a phenomenon.
Correct.
He's not going to go down in history as one of the great quarterbacks in NFL history.
Phenomenal.
It's a unique skill set that electrified people in Atlanta, but it's not Canton worthy.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. One other thing, Sean Payton, Mike, talking about running up the score. Did you tell me last week he tried to run it up?
Well, it wasn't like it was a 45-0 type deal, but they were going for it. They had a fake field goal. Was it fake punt or field goal? Either way, they pulled the fake on special teams, and they kept driving and trying to score with like no time on the clock, and the game pretty much out of hand. It was more than I think it was a 3-possession game at that point.
Okay, so he was asked about it. Here's Sean Payton, one of our favorite guys.
Yes.
Listen, I said it last night. We're trying to finish the game the right way. We're not trying to run up the score on anyone. It's the National Football League. I've been in games with a 28-point lead in the fourth quarter and lost. So we're trying to finish. The Burton throw from Sutton is trying to continue a drive. Play better.
I don't believe him.
Yeah.
You know, I have a hard time believing him because, well, he's lied before.
Yeah, Payton had a bit of an ethics bypass at birth, by the way. I'm going back and looking at it. Yeah, it was. And now the game, it was only, 28-7.
Mike, you're going to win.
Yeah. And Carolina did come back and score another touchdown. To his point, it was a two-possession game. But still, a lot of folks felt that, you know, it's just a bit jive that you're going to do that to, especially with a team, let's be honest, is playing with one hand tied behind the back, literally and figuratively. By the way, speaking of Sean Payton, I want to correct something I mentioned. I went back. The computer kicked me out to present-day Saints.
Yeah, man.
The year they won the Super Bowl, listen to these numbers, 35 sacks,
okay,
which is comparable to what we had in 16.
Yes,
so
it is.
It was middle of the pack, slightly above average. 26 interceptions that year.
Turnovers.
And a ton of fumble recovery. So that just goes back to, now I don't know if we can expect 26 interceptions from Bates and company, but those guys are certainly ball hawking. But that was a very special Saints team that really got after it. Turnovers, turnover city.
Yeah, that's always key. Meanwhile, around the league, speaking of the Panthers, guys, they're going to stay with Bryce Young as their starter.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton is healthy.
Thumb's okay.
Well, they're saying he's healthy. And they're still going to roll with Bryce Young out there. He's going to start against the Saints on Sunday. I'm a little bit surprised about that. By the way, Andy Dalton and his family were involved in a car accident last week, so that's why he ended up missing. But Bryce Young is going to be the guy.
Hey, man, in case you're wondering what's going on with the trade deadline, which, of course, is coming up on Election Day, according to the Cleveland Plain Dealers, Adarius Smith mispracticed today, outside linebacker, edge rusher, with an illness, unspecified illness.
Is he going to get traded?
Well, sometimes people look at that and go, aha, they're putting him on ice. Well, let's not jump to a conclusion. He may have the flu. But either way, he's missing practice today in Cleveland, a guy who's been linked to Detroit and the Ravens.